Please turn again to Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. In the course of our message, we will be turning back to Genesis, chapter 19. But just for now, open your Bible at Luke, chapter 17. The words of my text can be found in verse 32. They're familiar words. They're the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember Lot's wife. The Lord tonight, the Son of God, wants you and me to remember Lot's wife. In the course of our message this evening, we're going to find out why the Lord wants us to remember Lot's wife. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word. And we pray, Lord, now as we turn to the sacred page, that you would speak to hearts in this meeting who are unsaved. We think of those, Lord, who are still strangers to grace and to God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would deal with them. We know that salvation is of the Lord. We thank thee for that. Therefore, we pray this evening that you would take your word and apply it to the hearts of those here tonight who are unsaved. And O God, that even this night, that they would come and put their faith and trust in thee. Show them, Lord, that life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, how they need to be in time. O God, I pray this evening that sinners might realize that time is short. And I pray this evening that they would turn and seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. We thank thee, Lord, that you are passing this way. We thank thee, O God, that every time thy word is opened and preached, every time your people meet together in this fashion, that you're in the midst of them. O God, we thank thee that the Lord Jesus is in the very midst of us tonight. And how we thank thee for thy presence. O God, I pray this night just now that you would therefore come and speak to hearts. And I pray, Lord, that even this night that you would turn men from their sin. And O God, as they would remember Lot's wife, that they would not be like Lot's wife, but that they would be wise. That they would seek the Lord and be saved and be prepared for the judgment which is to come. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. The story of the destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah is a well-known Bible event. We're told how God, because of the wicked sin of these cities, rain fire and brimstone down from heaven in divine judgment. And yet, although we have recorded in Genesis 19 a historical fact, many people will still not believe the account given by God in his holy word. But men and women, I want to say it tonight, the Bible record is true. Sodom and Gomorrah were real places. Lot and his family were real people. And the judgment that came upon these cities because of their sin was real judgment. How do I know this? Because in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks of this very event in connection with his second coming. Take a look again at Luke 17 and verse 28. We referred to these verses this morning, but let us refer to them again tonight in the context of the message that we're preaching. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. The Savior does not treat the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah as a fable, but he treats it as a fact. And if the Son of God, who never lied, taught and believed this supernatural event, then why should I disbelieve it? Thank God we have the true record here of what happened to these wicked cities. And it really happened. And we have the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now it's interesting to note that in the midst of Christ declaring this judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah to be true, to be a fact, he gives a solemn warning to every unsaved person. In our text, here the Lord Jesus Christ says in verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Why would the Savior want you, my dear unsaved person, to remember Lot's wife? Why would Christ in Luke 17, in the midst of his discourse, draw our attention to a woman whose name is not even given to us in the Bible? There must be some great significance to why the Son of God singles out Lot's wife for remembrance. Remember Lot's wife, the Savior says. Well, that's what we want to do tonight. We want to remember Lot's wife. And if you're not saved in this meeting, I want you to listen very carefully to this message, because I believe that there's someone here tonight and this message is for you. If you're not saved, it's for you. Here the Lord Jesus is speaking to you. And as we go through the message, I want you to keep that in your mind. The Lord Jesus here is the one who is doing the speaking. He's the one who has said, remember Lot's wife. First of all, I want you to notice this. I believe we are to remember Lot's wife perished, although she was a woman of great privilege. You see, there's no doubt that this woman perished. She perished in her sin, and she went to hell. And that's a very solemn truth, but it is a truth, I believe, that is set forth in God's Word. She perished. But she perished with great privileges. This woman was the wife of Lot, who the Bible describes as a righteous man. In other words, Lot was a child of God. And although Lot disobeyed God and went down to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible has still this to say about him in 2 Peter 2 verse 7 and 8. Listen to these words. And God delivered just Lot, or righteous Lot, for that righteous man dwelling among them vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And yet although down through the years Lot had believed in God and prayed to God and had worshipped God, still his wife had refused to bow the knee in repentance and come by faith to her husband's God and her husband's Savior. Although they had lived together as man and wife, and no doubt Mrs. Lot had seen her husband pray and worship God, still when the hour of judgment came, Lot was saved and his wife was lost. We read over there in Genesis chapter 19 how that she looked behind her and she was turned into a pillar of salt. We're going to see in a moment why she looked behind her. Why I believe she looked behind her. But I want you to notice that this woman had great privileges. She had a godly husband. And not only had this woman the privilege of a godly husband, but she had also the privilege of being related to Abraham through marriage. And of course, Abraham, the Bible describes him as the father of the faithful, the man that God spoke to face to face. And of course, Abraham was Lot's uncle. Abraham was a great man of faith. And I have no doubt that Mrs. Lot knew all about Abraham's faith. And I'm sure that she was pleased to be a part of such a family connection. And yet, at the end of the day, when judgment fell, even the prayers of Abraham could not save Lot's wife. Now, we're told that Abraham prayed for the cities of the plain. And of course, we know that God spared Lot and brought Lot out of the judgment. But Mrs. Lot perished. Lot's wife perished.
And although she had these great privileges of a godly husband and related to godly Abraham, who was the man of faith, yet the Bible tells us that she was lost. Men and women, it is a great privilege to have members in your family that are saved. It is a great privilege to know folk who are saved. They can pray for you, and they can preach to you, and they can endeavor to get you under the sound of the gospel. But listen, that in itself is no guarantee that you will be saved when the day of judgment comes. God is no respecter of persons. And no matter how great your privileges are, no matter whether you have been brought up under the influence of the gospel or not, if you're not saved, then you will not miss God's judgment. Remember Lot's wife. Remember that she perished, although she had great privileges. If there was a woman who could have escaped the wrath of God because of her family connection, it was this woman. But men and women, this woman perished, and she was lost forever and forever and forever. It is possible for you to come to church every week and listen to the sound of the gospel. It is possible for you to rub shoulders with the saints of God week by week. It is possible for you even to be brought up in a Christian home. We have said this many times, but it's possible for you to know the gospel and yet be lost. Remember Lot's wife. The Lord Jesus Christ tonight wants you to remember Lot's wife, because she perished, although she had great privileges. Your gospel privileges will never get you into heaven. Your gospel privileges will never prevent you from going to hell if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Remember this, only those who are found in Christ, saved and redeemed by His precious blood, will be saved on the day of judgment. The Bible tells us that there's coming another judgment upon this earth, because God hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness. My friend, when that judgment comes, will you be saved or will you be lost? Remember, Lot's wife perished, although she had many privileges. Something else. Remember, Lot's wife perished, although she was warned about her danger. This woman was warned and told that God was going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah. Turn back now to Genesis chapter 19, and you will discover that Lot's wife was warned at least three times that the judgment of God was going to fall upon the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. She was warned in her own home as soon as the two angels came to the city. Look at chapter 19 and verse 12 and 13. This is her first warning. And the man said unto Lot, "Hast thou here any besides, son-in-law, and thy sons and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it." There we have the angels warning Lot, and warning Lot's wife, and warning the family that judgment was going to fall on the cities of the plain because of the sin that was in those cities. She was warned the next morning by the two messengers again. Take a look at verse 15. This is the second warning. "And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." So again, the messengers from God warned Lot and his family, and warned Lot's wife that the judgment was coming. And here, in this text of Scripture, the angels hasten Lot. There's an urgency here. You need to get out of the city. You need to get far away from this place,
Because God's going to judge it, and he's going to judge it very soon. And then she was warned a third time when the two angels brought her and her husband and their two daughters outside the city. And this time Lot's wife was told not to look behind her. Look at verse 17. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Lest thou be consumed. So not only was she warned once, not only was she warned twice, but three times over, she heard about the judgment that was going to fall upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet, although she was warned time and time again concerning the danger that she was in, Lot's wife would not heed this threefold warning that God gave her. My friend, how many times have you been warned to flee from the wrath which is to come? Many, many times you have heard the message of the gospel. The truth is that people today just don't believe that God is going to judge this world again. And they don't believe that there's a God of wrath and a God of judgment. Now certainly God is a God of mercy and a God of grace. And you know, the truth is that the Lord here was showing mercy to Lot and his family. It was a mercy that God sent the angels. And you must remember that it was God that sent the angels. It was God that sent the messengers. Oh, it wasn't a pleasant message that they had to deliver, but it was the truth of God. And the truth is, men and women, that there are times when God's truth is not easy delivered. It's not easy to deliver a message on hell. It's not easy to deliver a message on the judgment of God. It's not easy to open the Bible and to declare that someday God will judge this world for its sin. But that's the truth. That's what the Bible reveals. And even the fact that you're here tonight under the sound of the gospel, listening to this message, that's a mercy from God that the Lord has brought you into this place, into this church tonight, to hear God's precious word. And don't listen to those outside this church, whether your friends or whether your family, who tell you that you're good enough to be saved, you're good enough to get into heaven, you're good enough as those who profess to be redeemed. You don't need to come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, because your lifestyle is upright and you will get into heaven when you die. Don't listen to them, friend, because Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You need God's salvation tonight. And the truth is that if you neglect God's salvation, then you will be lost forever and forever and forever. Here we have a woman who was greatly privileged. Her husband was a righteous man. Her husband's uncle was a man of faith. She would have heard them pray. She would have heard them worship God and talk about the things of God. And she heard the message of God. And she was warned. And yet, in spite of the fact that she was warned, she perished. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. If you refuse to come to Jesus Christ and be saved, you'll be lost like Lot's wife. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying here. If you refuse to heed the warnings that you're being given from God's word to flee from the wrath to come, if you refuse those warnings, you will perish like Lot's wife. That's what the message that the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, is seeking to get across from this text. Remember Lot's wife. What would we remember about her? Remember that she had great privileges, but she perished in spite of those great privileges. Remember that she was warned about the coming judgment, but she would not heed that warning. That's why she turned back. She wanted her sin. That's the reason why she turned back. She looked back because although her body was out of Sodom and Gomorrah, her heart was not out of the cities of the plain, and she wanted back.
She was lost. She perished. And she perished forever and forever. You know, the Bible says, because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. You know, people today are foolish when it comes to spiritual things. They think they know better than God. Maybe you think you know better than God. You don't. You don't know better than God. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have, or how much knowledge you think you have, or how much knowledge you're accumulating in that brain of yours. You don't know more than God. You don't know more than this book. Anyone that denies the Bible is a fool. Anyone that denies there's a God is a fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Bible has been given to us to reveal unto us man's need and man's Savior. And thank God, the Bible is the mercy of God to mankind. Because we can read the Bible, we can learn about ourselves that we're sinners, that we are undone and unholy and on our way to hell. And we can also read the Bible and find out that the God of heaven is a merciful God because he has sent his Son to die on the cross and to provide eternal salvation for the whosoever will. And thank God, because of that wonderful message, you and I can be saved and we can prepare for heaven. You need to prepare for heaven tonight. And you need to prepare for death and for judgment to come. For judgment is coming. My friend, we have the remedy here of your sin-sick soul. That remedy is God's wonderful salvation. If the doctor told you that you had a deadly disease and that you had only a week to live, but that the cure for your ailment was sitting in some chemist's shop, what would you do? Well, you know what you would do. You would leave that doctor's office and you would run straight to that chemist's shop and you would get that cure. You would let no one or nothing stop you because you would realize that your life was in great danger. And yet, sinner, time and time again, you have been warned of the danger of losing your soul in hell forever, and you have been told about the cure, Jesus the mighty to save, and yet you will not heed the warning like Lot's wife. Oh, my friend, I have only one thing to say to you tonight. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ in our text, remember Lot's wife. Remember that she perished in spite of her privileges. Remember that she perished although she was warned about coming judgment. There will be men and women in hell who sat under the sound of the gospel all the days of their life. There will be. There are men and women in hell tonight who sat under the sound of the gospel. They sat where you're sitting now, in a pew, listening to a preacher declare the full counsel of God. I wonder, will you join them someday? You know, friend, that's a very solemn thought, but you need to think about that. You need to think about that. Because the truth is, you will join them if you die without Jesus Christ as your Savior. Remember Lot's wife, Jesus says. Why, Lord, would we remember Lot's wife? Because she perished in spite of her privileges, and she perished although she was warned. Something else, remember Lot's wife perished although she was almost saved. Lot's wife did not perish inside the city of Sodom. She did not even perish just outside the gate of Sodom. She had reached the mountain almost to the place of safety. All she had to do was to keep on going and she would be safe. All she had to do was to obey and not look behind her. The city of Zoar was in front of her, God's promised haven. Sodom was miles behind her. But just as she was about to enter through the gate of Zoar, Lot's wife looked behind her and God's judgment fell upon her and she became a pillar of salt.
So near and yet so far. Almost saved and yet lost. So near the gate of mercy and yet so far away from it. Look at Genesis chapter 19. Look at verse 23. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. So Lot and his wife and two daughters, they're outside the city. They're far away from the city. They're just about to enter into the place of safety. Indeed, Lot had already entered into Zoar. Lot's wife was coming behind him. But what happened? Look at verse 26. But his wife, Lot's wife, looked back from behind him. And she became a pillar of salt. She was almost saved. She was almost in the place of safety. She just had to take one more step and not look behind her. But she so wanted her sin. She so wanted the world. She so wanted to be back in Sodom. That she disobeyed God. She turned around and she was lost forever. Oh, how many people there are tonight. And they're almost saved. Just one step. And they would enter into Zoar, this city of refuge. Friend, almost saved is not saved. Almost a Christian is not a Christian. We often sing that little hymn, almost cannot avail, almost is but to fail. Sad, sad, that bitter wail, almost but lost. And I wonder tonight, as we bring this gospel meeting to a close, I wonder this evening, is there someone? And the Lord has been speaking to your heart. And over these past weeks, maybe even years now, as you've sat under the sound of the gospel, the Lord has spoken to you. And there are many occasions where you have almost been persuaded. Well, my friend, that's a good place to be, almost persuaded, but it's not good enough. It's good for you to feel your need, and it's good for you to know that you need to be saved. And perhaps even deep down you want to be saved. And that's good that you want to be saved, because there are many across our land tonight and they don't even believe that you need to be saved. But that's not you. But almost is not enough. You need to step out by faith tonight and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. One evening in Africa, a man fell into quicksand. He was slowly but surely going under. Another man who heard his cry ran to his aid, and after throwing him a rope and pleading with him to hold on to the rope, the man who was sinking cried out, "It is one inch too short. I can almost reach it, but it's one inch too short." My friend, it might as well have been 100 miles too short, because he perished in the quicksand. One inch too short. Maybe you're one inch away from coming to Christ. Maybe you're one inch away from being saved. And you think, well, that's good enough for now. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe in a more convenient season, I'll step right through for Christ and I'll get saved. Preacher, I know my need now. I've heard the message. I understand it all. Deep down in my heart, I want to be saved, but not just now. I don't know if Mrs. Lot ever thought like that or not. I don't know if she ever thought about believing in her husband's God or not. I don't know whether the faith of Abraham ever touched her soul or not. But I know this. She was just one step away from safety. And she turned around and she was lost. My friend, you don't know what's going to happen to you this week, and neither do I. In the week that has just gone out into eternity, many have been suddenly cut off.
The truth is that we are not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for we know not what a day may bring forth. And we often say the old will die, the young may die. You don't have to be old to die. We have found that out this week. And that's why you need to come and trust the Saviour tonight. Remember Lot's wife. Young person, remember Lot's wife. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, wants you to remember Lot's wife. Remember that she perished, although she had privileges. Remember that she perished, although she was warned. And she knew the word of God. Remember that she perished, although she was just one step away from safety. You remember that. That's what Jesus wants you to remember about this woman. God will show you no mercy if you die outside of Jesus Christ. There's no mercy for the Christ rejecter. There's no mercy. I don't care what anyone tells you. Someone might tell you that you're good enough for heaven. Someone might tell you that you're good enough. You don't need this salvation. You don't need to be saved. You don't need to listen to those fanatics who tell you you need to be born again of the Spirit of God. You're good enough for heaven. You're not. You're not good enough for heaven. If Jesus Christ had to come and die upon a cross to save men in order to bring them to heaven, do you think you're going to get into heaven by rejecting that sacrifice that he offered upon the cross of Calvary for your sin? Not a chance. Not a chance. That's why tonight, not only do you need to remember Lot's wife, but you need to heed the warning that is contained in this message of Christ and flee from the wrath to come and seek the Lord for salvation. Will you come tonight? Will you trust him tonight? Because the Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee this evening for the word of God. O God, tonight I pray for those in this service who are still halting between two opinions. Have mercy on them. Save them by your grace. Thank thee, Lord, that we're still in the land of the living and we're still in the day of grace. We thank thee, Lord, that you're still able to save to the uttermost all that come to thee through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But, O God, reveal unto men and women tonight and young people that they can't play around with their souls. And, O God, tonight that they would flee to Christ for salvation. And, O God, we pray this evening that you would make their sin bitter to them, whatever they're holding on to. For we know, Lord, that Mrs. Lot held on to something. There was something there, Lord, she didn't want to let go of. Didn't want to let go of the old world. The old sins. She was pining to get back, although she knew the city was crumbling under the judgment of God. And, O God, the sad reality is that someday when this world is crumbling again in the judgment of God, the men and women who are falling into hell, they'll want to get back to that world that's crumbling. O God, have mercy. Have mercy upon those who are not far from the kingdom of God. And even tonight, Lord, redeem them. Redeem them for time and for all of God's eternity. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.